Students at Mount Elizabeth Middle Secondary School cast their ballots well ahead of the general population in the April 28 federal election, and their choice diverged sharply from the country's official results. In a mock election held through the Student Vote Canada program, MEMSS students handed a decisive win to Conservative candidate Ellis Ross, who secured nearly 58% of the vote. That stands in stark contrast to the national outcome, where the Liberal Party emerged narrowly ahead. Student vote is more than a simulation. It's a chance for students to see themselves as active citizens and future voters, said Lindsay Matsuko, Chief Executive Officer of Civics. Research shows that early experiences with voting can build the habits and confidence that lead to lifelong participation, and teachers across Canada continue to make that possible. Student Vote Canada is a national civic education initiative coordinated by Civics in partnership with Elections Canada. The program simulates real federal elections, offering students under the voting age an opportunity to learn about candidates, explore party platforms, and participate in an authentic voting process using real ballots and stations provided to schools. Since 2003, more than 9 million student ballots have been cast through the initiative. At MEMSS, 214 ballots were counted. Ross received 124 votes. New Democrat Taylor Bachrock earned 48, Liberal candidate Inderpal Dhillon took 27, Green Party Representative Adina Young drew 12, and Christian Heritage Party leader Rod Taylor received 3. The results contrast not only with the national outcome, where the Liberals led with 43.7%, but also with the broader Skeena-Bulkley Valley riding. Regionally, Ross also won, though with a narrower margin of 39.81%. Bachrock followed with 32.03%, Dhillon 10.57%, Young 11.70%, and Taylor 5.89%. Student vote results are released after polls close on election night, offering a unique glimpse into how the priorities of Canada's youth align, or diverge, from the adult electorate.